Clean, sovereign Brexit, a win-win for British science, say leading academics. By Jack Montgomery on January 11, 2019. No deal Brexit should hold no fear for British science and research, according to a group of distinguished academics. In a letter to the left liberal Guardian, 15 scholars, including a neuroscientist, a professor of oncology, and the chief scientific advisor to the Prime Minister of the Czech Republic, pushed back against the doomsaying of the academic establishment on the supposedly disastrous prospect of a clean exit from the European Union or World Trade Organization, WTO, terms the so-called no-deal option. British universities are the strongest and most attractive in Europe. With a clean sovereign Brexit, British universities get the best of both worlds, the renegade academics insisted. They escape the European Commission's shackles imposed through the withdrawal agreement and, like other successful third-party countries, Israel, Norway, and Switzerland, for example, can participate in EU programs like Horizon 2020 at will. This is a win-win situation which does not require the UK to surrender sovereignty or accept destructive conditions. They dismissed the idea that whole countries should be forced into political servitude in order to qualify for academic or scientific mutual exchange as ridiculous, illogical, and completely without evidence. No country has ever had to accept this from the EU before, they added. The European Union has won the loyalty of many British academics by funding Jean Monnet Chairs for European Integration, with a remit to deepen teaching in EU studies, mentor the young generation of researchers in EU studies, and organize activities targeting to policymakers local, regional, national, as well as providing opportunities to win visiting fellowships at continental institutions like the European University Institute. Industry bodies like Universities UK and the Russell Group, which recently wrote a letter to MPs alleging that no deal would be highly damaging, will often harp on the importance of the EU funding their universities receive. Although Eurosceptics claim this is disingenuous given the United Kingdom puts roughly twice as much into the EU's budget as it receives from the bloc. Tihi University Organization's letter to MPs, warning against no deal, has Project Fearmark for Us fingerprints all over it. It should be seen for what it is and ignored, the Brexiteer academics conclude. The full list of signatories to the letter endorsing a clean Brexit is reproduced below. Baroness Deitch, House of Lords and former principal of St. Anne's College, Oxford. Professor David Coleman, Emeritus Professor of Demography, University of Oxford. Dr. Philip Cunliffe, Department of Politics and International Relations, University of Kent. Professor Angus Dalgleish, Foundation Professor of Oncology, St. George's, University of London. Professor Robin Dunbar, Professor of Evolutionary Psychology, University of Oxford. Professor A.W.F. Edwards, Emeritus Professor of Biometry, University of Cambridge. Professor Paul Elburn, Professor of the Philosophy of Language, University of Oxford. Dr. Graham Gudgeon, Center for Business Research, University of Cambridge. Professor Rudolf Honka, University of Cambridge and Chief Scientific Advisor to the PM of the Czech Republic. Dr. Lee Jones, Reader in International Politics, Queen Mary University of London. Professor Gwythian Prince, Emeritus Research Professor, London School of Economics. Dr. D. H. Robinson, Fellow in History, Magdalen College, Oxford. Professor Robert Toombs, Emeritus Professor of French History, University of Cambridge. Dr. Ian Winter, Neuroscientist, University of Cambridge. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.